KORN News Radio Sports for this Tuesday, December 9th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Four finalists have been announced for the Heisman Trophy ceremony this Saturday in New York. It includes the favorites, Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza, Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia, Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love, and Ohio State quarterback Julian Sayin. Mendoza, the favorite, led Indiana to its first Big Ten title on Saturday in 58 years. Notre Dame's athletic director Pete Bavakwa criticized the ACC yesterday after the Fighting Irish were left out of the college football playoff. He accused the conference of causing permanent damage to their relationship by pushing for Miami over Notre Dame, despite Notre Dame being a full-time ACC member in most sports, just not football. Bavakwa called the playoff selection process confusing and frustrating and announced that Notre Dame will not accept a bowl invitation this year. Eight NBA teams set to compete for the NBA Cup here this year with a chance to head to Las Vegas for the semifinals. Quarterfinal games are tonight and tomorrow. The Miami Heat take on the Orlando Magic, and the New York Knicks take on the Toronto Raptors in the Eastern Conference. In the West, Phoenix takes on Oklahoma City, and the Lakers will face the Spurs. If the Thunder beat the Suns, they will tie Golden State's record for the best 25-game start in NBA history. The Thunder are currently 23-1 on the season. Players on those quarterfinal teams have already secured money bonuses, with more money at stake if they advance. All of those NBA Cup games are broadcast only on Amazon Prime Video. Just three NBA games last night, the Timberwolves would lose their five-game losing streak, losing to Phoenix 108-105. Anthony Edwards had 40 points for the Wolves in the loss, shooting 15 of 21 from the field, while Julius Randle added 21. San Antonio recovered from losing a 20-point halftime lead to beat New Orleans 135-132. New Orleans rookie Derek Queen had his first triple-double, 33 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. Also, Indiana beat Sacramento 116-105. In the loss for the Kings last night, Russell Westbrook had his fourth triple-double of the season with 24 points, 14 assists, and 13 rebounds. Westbrook now has 207 triple-doubles in his career. Jeff Kent was selected to the Baseball Hall of Fame on Sunday night by the Contemporary Era Committee. Kent received 14 of 16 votes, surpassing the 75% needed for induction. Kent was a five-time All-Star second baseman, played 17 seasons, hit 377 home runs with a .290 batting average. His 351 home runs as a second baseman are the most ever at that position. Meanwhile, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens once again fell short of induction, along with Gary Sheffield and Fernando Valenzuela. Kent will now be formally inducted into the Hall of Fame next year on July 26th. He'll join the class of 2026 that will include any players that will be elected by the Baseball Writers Association coming up next month. For more sports, check us out online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.